AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Associated Press has learned that American special operations analysts were scrutinizing an Afghan hospital days before it was destroyed by a U.S. military attack because they believed it was being used by a Pakistani operative to coordinate Taliban activity. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
I'm not aware of that information, but that is certainly information that I'm confident the Department of Defense is interested in understanding so that they can try to answer those questions in the report.
The analysts knew it was a medical facility, but it's unclear whether that information ever got to commanders who unleashed the AC-130 gunships on the hospital, killing at least 22 patients and hospital staff. Is Joe Biden in or out of the Democratic presidential race? Here's another hint.
The Associated Press has obtained an email from one of Vice President Joe Biden's top aides to Biden's former staffers, laying out the rationale for a potential Biden presidential campaign. In the email, former Senator Ted Kaufman says Biden would run an optimistic campaign from the heart based on restoring opportunity for the middle class.
AP correspondent Josh Lederman. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson are threatening to boycott the next GOP debate over its proposed format. They've informed CNBC that they want the debate capped at 2 hours and that candidates should be allowed to make opening and closing statements. Heavy rain has led to flash floods in Southern California. Several roads have filled with mud and rocks in northern Los Angeles County, stranding vehicles and blocking traffic on Interstate 5.
Closed from 3 miles north of Santa Clarita Parker Road to the junction of State Route 99, the Grapevine, due to a mudslide, a detour is available.
That's from an automated Caltrans road conditions report. Cleanup is expected to continue well into today. This is AP Radio News. Daily fantasy sports websites, including DraftKings and FanDuel, have been ordered to shut down in Nevada. Regulators say they can't operate without a gambling license.
Players can go online and wager anything from $1 to $5,000 in some cases for these contests, where they pick and choose players, where at the end of the day, whoever has the most points has a chance to win from that pool of money potentially. But it's certainly been under a lot of scrutiny recently.
AP correspondent Kimberly Pearsall. The New York Mets will try to reach the World Series for the first time since 2000. They eliminated the Dodgers, beating them 3-2 in Game 5 last night. Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy says winning the series says a lot about how good their pitchers are.
I think it doesn't take anything away from how great they are and what a great year they've had and that ball club has had. I think as much what it says is how good our pitching staff is. I think our guys threw the ball really well.
The Mets' first game against the Chicago Cubs is Saturday night. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.